Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. I bring greetings to all you that are listening by radio in Bungoma and Bungoma County in Western Kenya. I just want to encourage you in the Lord, and I bring greetings to all of you who are listening on by the internet. I bring greetings to you. I want to just encourage you today in your walk with the Lord, that we have the victory through Jesus Christ. Now I want to talk today about how to walk in the victory that Jesus purchased for us. See, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again that we may walk in victory and power. Jesus overcame the enemy so that we could overcome the enemy. And in this day and age, we are facing many challenges in the world today, challenges we cannot overcome ourselves, problems we cannot overcome ourselves, but through Jesus Christ, we can overcome those problems, overcome those things the enemy brings against us. And so I just want to encourage you today, because God is at work in our world today, and God wants to show forth his power and his glory in the earth today. God's glory is his character and nature, and God wants to show forth his glory and his power through us. And, you know, if you've ever missed the Voice of Hope radio program, you can listen to it by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org. Voice of Hope Today, one word, voiceofhopetoday.org. And I post all my radio programs and a little podcast I do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And so today we're talking about how to walk in victory, how to overcome the enemy. And in John 10:10, I would encourage you to get a right piece of paper, because we're going to look at a number of scriptures today that are important that we know these scriptures, because we overcome the enemy with the word of God. So we're going to begin by looking in John 10:10. It says, the thief or the enemy does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So Jesus says here, the thief or the enemy, which is Satan, comes to steal what we have, kill what we have, and destroy what we have. You know, the enemy comes to take away from us. The enemy comes to destroy our finances, destroy our family, take away everything we have out from us. The enemy wars against us, and we have the victory through Christ. Jesus said, the enemy comes, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. So the thief comes, but we have abundant life. Where? In Jesus Christ. And so to walk in abundant life, it doesn't depend where you live. It depends if you're in Jesus Christ. In 1 John 4:4, Jesus said, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. He begins, you are of God. You're not of this world. When you're born again, you are of God. Jesus said, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. When you're born again, you become a child of God Almighty. You are of God. Just say, I am of God. And you see, you're not of this world. You're not of the systems of this world. You're not of the things of this world. You are of God. See, to walk in victory, we need to recognize that our source is in God. Our life is in God. Abundant life is in God. Everything is in God. What the world has is temporary. What the world has can be taken away from us. But what we receive from God can never be taken away. And so the first key to overcoming the enemy and walking the victory is to recognize that we are of God. And to be of God, you have to be born again of the Spirit of God. Jesus said, you must be born again of the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God and to come into all the benefits that God has for you. If you are not born again today, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. And maybe you can just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I invite you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to walk in your victory in Jesus' name. Amen. See, when you accept Christ as your Savior, you're born again the first time. You're born in the flesh, and you're of this world the first time, but you're born again. You're born of God, and you're a child of God, and your life is in God, and your life comes from God and not from the world. So the first key is you are of God. Jesus says in Luke 12, 29 through 31, "And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor be anxious of mind, for all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." And so if we're of God, then we're not seeking the things of this world, because God is our supplier. God is our Father. Everything we have comes from God. See, we need to constantly exalt the name of God. Don't spend your time seeking the things of the world. Seek God. Put God first in your life. Exalt the name of God. Lift up the name of God. It says, don't seek the things that the nations of the world seek after, because you know that God knows you need those things. But seek the kingdom of God, and God will give you these things. See, when you're born again, you enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. And when you come in the kingdom of God, Jesus becomes your king. Jesus becomes the ruler of your life. He becomes the Lord of your life. You begin to follow him and obey him. He becomes number one in your life. And you don't look after the world, but you look after God. And as you come into the kingdom, you walk in the kingdom as you seek the kingdom of God. Seek the things of the kingdom of God. And then all these things will be added unto you. See, you are of God. We need to exalt the name of God. Every day begin to exalt the name of God. It says, you are of God, little children. See, it's not about us. It's not about our greatness. It's not about our position in the church. It's not about our education or our money or anything, our position. It's not about all those things. It's about God. God is your source. You are of God, little children. You are a child. You know, we must come to God with a childlike faith in order to receive what God has for us. In Luke 18:15 says, Jesus, "I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter in." See, we have to come to God with a childlike faith. A child accepts God. A child accepts and trusts in his father, trusts in his mother. A child does not worry about what they're going to eat or drink. They trust that their parents are going to supply what they need. They don't worry about those things. They just do what their parents tell them to do. They go to school, they study, and they trust their parents to supply their needs. Well, you know, that is our earthly parents, and our earthly parents have limitations in their life. But when you're born again, you become a child of God. You are of God, little children. It's not us that overcomes the world. It's God in us that overcomes the world. We have our victory through Jesus Christ. You are of God, little children. You have to come into the kingdom of God through a new birth and through childlike faith. And then you seek the things of the kingdom. You don't seek the things of the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. That's the things of the world. You know, the people of the world are not our enemies. Satan is our enemies. The work of the devil is our enemy. It says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. See, we need to lift up the name of God. We need to lift up the name of God every day. When you have a problem, don't worry about your problem. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about your problem. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of God. You are of God, little children. Exalt the name of God. And I want to look at an example of that in the life of David. And we know David was anointed to be the king of Israel. But he had a journey he had to go through to come into the position as king of Israel. And we see in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Samuel 16:13. And it says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So David was a shepherd boy. He was not somebody important. He was not someone great. He didn't have a great education. He didn't have any things. He was a young boy, maybe 14 or 15 years old, taking care of sheep for his father. And so he was not somebody important. But through Samuel the prophet, God anointed David with oil. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So God anointed David with oil, and it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So, you know, when we are born again of the Spirit of God and become a child of God, when we're born again, the Spirit of Almighty God comes and lives in you. All of God is in you today if you're born again. The Spirit of God lives in you, not because you're important, not because you have a position, not because you're great, because you're a child of God. And as a child of God, the Spirit of God lives in you. The same anointing that came on David, that same anointing is on you. It says the Spirit of God came upon David from that day forward. So if you're truly born again, the Spirit of God lives in you. And the Spirit of God wants to empower you to overcome the enemy. But to do that, you need to lift up the name of God. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came upon him. And David did not go out after the Spirit of God came upon him and become a big man. No, he went back to taking care of sheep. But something had changed in David. The Spirit of Almighty God was now living in David, where he didn't live in David before, because David had been anointed by oil. David had, and for us, that means we have been born again of the Spirit of God. And so something had changed in David. And the first thing we see in David's life is that he became a worshiper of God. And worshiping God is not just what happens in church. Worshiping of God is not just a song that we sing. That's part of worshiping. But worshiping God is exalting the name of God, lifting up the name of God. When you have the Spirit of God in us, the Spirit of God rises up in you and lifts up the name of Jesus, lifts up the name of God. And so David became a worshiper, and David began to lift up the name of God every day. God, you're a great God. You're an awesome God. You have all powerful. You can read David's Psalms. David in his Psalms talks about the problems he had, talks about the enemy coming against him, talks about his challenge, but he always ends by exalting the name of God. See, in this world you have tribulation, Jesus said, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. See, we don't need to worry about what's going on in the world. We can be of good cheer. That means be happy, be victorious in the world. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have problems. But be of good cheer, because Jesus overcame the world. But overcoming starts when we exalt the name of God. You are of God, little children. So when you're walking through the day, constantly exalt God. Constantly lift up the name of God. Constantly lift up the name of Jesus. Become a worshiper of God. Become a worshiper of Jesus Christ. Not just when you're in church, but every day. Get up every morning, despite what you're facing during the day, despite the challenges you have, just begin to worship God. Begin to exalt the name of God. Begin to exalt the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are great. You are awesome. You are powerful. Because you see, that activates the Spirit of God in you. That activates the power of God in you. See, we spend too much time focusing on our problems and not focusing on God. You are of God, little children. Your source of life is in God. Your source of everything is in God. So you begin to exalt the name of God. So David went back to taking care of sheep. You know, you're born again of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God lives in you, but you go back to doing the same work you did before. But you have changed because you're born again and the Spirit of God is in you. You are now a child of Almighty God. And so the Spirit of God begins to rise up in you and begins to exalt the name of God. See, Jesus came and said, I've come for one reason, and that is to do the will of my Father and to exalt my Father. He said, everything I say and do comes to exalt my Father. Jesus' purpose on earth was not to make money, not to be important, not to be great, not to have a great position. Jesus' purpose on earth was to exalt the name of Father, his Father. And our job on earth as children of God is to exalt the name of God. So David constantly exalted the name, constantly lifted up the name of God every day. Then one day David was taking care of sheep and a lion came. And the Bible says that David took the lion by the beard and he killed the lion with his staff. Now David did not have a knife. He did not have a sword. He did not have any other weapon. He had a sling and a staff. And he grabbed the lion by the beard and killed the lion with his staff. How did David do that? Why did David not run away from the lion? Why wasn't David afraid of the lion? Because David had exalted the name of God. So when David saw the lion, God was greater to David than the lion. See, when you exalt the name of God and you come into a situation and the enemy comes against you, see, we have not overcome the world through our own power. We have overcome the world through the power of God. We overcome the world by lifting up and exalting the name of God. See, if you, like David, begin to exalt and worship God every day, every day, God becomes bigger and bigger in your life. See, we have a proverb in America that says, whatever you focus on or looks at becomes bigger. And so if you focus on the world and the problems of the world and the things of the world will grow bigger and bigger. But if you focus on God and look to God and think about God and exalt the name of God and worship God every day, God becomes bigger and bigger in your life. So when David encountered the lion, he didn't see a lion. He saw the greatness of God. He didn't see himself as great. He says, you are of God, little children. See, David was childlike in his faith. He saw God as so big and so powerful that even though David was just a small shepherd boy, he took that lion and he killed that lion and he destroyed the power of the enemy. And God wants to empower you to overcome every power of the enemy. If you will be part of the kingdom of God, if you'll seek the kingdom of God, if you exalt the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that is Jesus Christ. See, no matter where you are in the world, and no matter what situation you're in, no matter what's happening around about you, constantly exalt the name of God. Constantly lift up the name of God, and he'll be greater than anything else. And we know, continue with the story of David. David, one day, his father sends him to take some food to his brothers. He's got older brothers who are in the military. And the Israeli army was going to war against another country called the Philistines. And every day, the Philistines would send out their giant. They had a giant named Goliath. He was a very big and powerful man. And even though there were people, very powerful soldiers in the Israeli army who knew how to fight, knew how to do war, they had weapons, swords and shields and spears and everything to fight the enemy, and they were experienced fighters, but they all recognized that Goliath was too big for them to overcome. See, there are problems in our world that we know are too big to overcome. We cannot overcome those problems in ourselves. No matter how much you have, you cannot overcome the problem. There are things that no matter how much money you have, no matter what position, there are problems you cannot overcome. You can get, I had a friend of mine who was a pastor in the country of Haiti, very poor country. And his church was in one of the poorest areas of the church. It was just, his church was just made of iron sheets. And there was an organization that came from America, and right close to his church, they built this big, beautiful church building and big, beautiful school. And to be part of that church, you need to send your children to the school. And so everybody was going to this church because then if they went to that church, their children would go for free in the school. And so I was talking to this pastor one day, and I said, aren't you afraid that everybody's going to leave and go to this church because they want their children to go to this school? He says, no, I have no problem, not worried at all, because when those people need healing and deliverance, they will come to me because I walk in the power of the Spirit and the power of healing and deliverance. The pastor of that church, he has a beautiful church and a beautiful school, but he does not walk in power. He walks in money, he walks in other things, but he does not walk in power. And sure enough, people from that church all come to small church on Wednesday night and other nights because they see the power of God. See, God wants to go great in our lives today. God wants to do powerful things in our life if we will exalt the name of God, if we will lift up the name of God. You are of God, little children, have overcome the world because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So David, when he faced Goliath, while all these great soldiers with all their weapons and skills and training and everything could not overcome Goliath. But David shows up and he's not even worried. He sees Goliath and he says, who is this man who defies the armies of the living God? Why could David take on Goliath? Why could David not be afraid of Goliath? Why could David overcome Goliath? Because God was greater to David. See, when God is great in you, no matter what problem they have, no, even the problem is greater than any other problem, you are greater because the one in you is greater than the one who's in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome. And we need to have that childlike faith. David was almost childlike. You know, he was just a kid. He was just a 15 years old, a little shepherd boy. But he took out Goliath because he was not afraid of Goliath, because he knew the one in him was greater than the one that was in the world. We need to begin to make God greater. We need to exalt the name of God. The second important verse I want to look at is in 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, it doesn't say whoever is born of God. We saw earlier that we need to be born of God to walk in the power of God. We need to become children of God to walk in the power of God. But this is for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And so it's not just who we are, it's what we do. Whatever is born of God. See, we are born of God, but what we do needs to be born of God. Jesus said that, I only do what the Father shows me to do. I only say what the Father shows me to say. See, we are children of God, but we need to act in authority of God. See, everything that God wants to do is born of God. See, what God does is too big for us. And so, just like we are born of God and become children of God, whatever we do needs to be born of God. So God, we need to begin to seek God. God, how do you want to change the situation? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to respond? See, every time Jesus faced a situation, he constantly sought the will of the Father. Father God, what do you want me to do in this situation? How do you want me to respond to this situation? See, God has a plan for victory. God has a way he wants to do things. God wants to show forth his glory and his power through us, but we must seek the will of God. As a child of God, we overcome because we do things God's way. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of the man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Holy Spirit. So God, as a child of God, God wants to reveal to you how to respond to a situation. So you're exalting, you're a child of God, you're born again, you're of God, and every day you're exalting the name of God. As you exalt the name of God by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, then as you see a situation, you don't see a situation as man sees them. See, David did not see Goliath as a soldier. He did not see Goliath as a man. And he came against Goliath according to the will and plan of God. See, eye has not seen nor ear heard. I mean, you can't even begin to imagine what God has prepared for those who love him. God has prepared great things for you, and God wants to reveal those things to you by his Holy Spirit. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, as you learn the word of God, you're born again. You're a child of Almighty God. God lives in you by his Holy Spirit. But you need to hear God, and you hear God by learning about God, your Father, through the Bible. Begin to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Begin to read about the life of Christ. Read the book of Acts and what the early church did to overcome the situations of the world. You know, God wants to walk in authority and power, but to walk in authority and power, we not only need to know that we're of God, but we need to know that we're doing the will of God. For whatever is of God overcomes the world, and this is the he that overcomes the world, even our faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As you learn the word of God and you understand God's ways, faith arises in you. And when you come into a situation, because you know you're a child of God, you're not afraid of that situation. See, fear takes away faith. When you walk in fear, you can't hear the voice of God. When you walk in sin, sin takes away the power and authority of God. That's why Jesus died for your sin, so you could receive forgiveness of sin. So you must repent of your sin, you must turn away from your sin, because sin robs you of your power. But as you become a child of God and walk in God's ways, God's authority is being released in you to fulfill his purposes, and faith comes as you hear God. God, what do you want to do in this situation? How do you want to respond? How do you want me to overcome what the enemy is doing in this situation? What do you want me to do here? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, God wants to show forth his glory and his power in the earth. I believe we live in the greatest days in the history of the world. God is getting ready to, God is pouring out his spirit upon all flesh. God is getting ready to show forth his glory and his power, not just in America, but in Europe and Africa and Asia and South America. God is moving by his spirit. God wants to move by his spirit in Bungoma and Bungoma County. But we need to recognize that we are of God, and we need to recognize that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is what overcomes the world, even our faith. You know, this past week, millions of Americans this past 7 days have been praying and fasting for God to show forth his glory and his power in our country. See, our vision needs to be greater than our church. Our vision needs to be greater than our organization. Our vision needs to be greater than what is in the world. We need to begin to believe God to move in our country, to move in our land, to move in our... You see, we are of God, and God wants to show forth his glory and his power through you. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, I am seeing God move. Thousands of people are getting saved in churches across America. People are getting baptized every day. God is showing forth his glory and his power. And God is calling you today, whatever country you're in, wherever you're working, wherever God has planted you, know that you are of God, little children, and have overcome the world, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the he that overcomes the world, even our faith. God, I just pray that you'll encourage every person today. By your Holy Spirit, Lord God, may the Spirit of God rise up in every person right now by your Spirit, Lord God. Lord, I pray they'll recognize they're of you, and may your authority and power rise up in them against every power of the enemy. Lord God, we just rejoice in you today. We magnify your name over every problem, every demon, every power of the enemy, every problem we face. We glorify your name above and beyond every problem. Give us wisdom, Lord God, on how to overcome every problem. In Jesus' name, amen. I just pray today that God encourages you. God is doing a work in the world. We live in the greatest times in the history of the church. May God bless you today and equip you to walk in his glory and his power. In Jesus' name, amen.